Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you had a chance to talk to Don Sweeney and or Bruce Cassidy about what kind of role you might be having?
Talked to Don last night briefly. Again, it was kind of quite the whirlwind with, you know, the late transaction going down. But, I'm excited to get to Boston. Probably sit down with, you know, the coaching staff. And like you said, identify my role. I'm at my best where I understand what's expected of me and I can go out there and do my job. But, I'm versatile. I can play center. I can play wing, you know, up and down the lineup. That's kind of what I do and what I bring. So I'm excited to see what their vision is for me and where I can help out.
Are you healthy now to be able to jump in the lineup?
Yeah, I am actually. So yeah, the team actually, Buffalo's in Boston right now. I stayed back to get some conditioning skates in, but I'm pretty much good to go now. So it's kind of perfect timing there. I've got some extra work in the gym, but I'm definitely an option, pretty much right away.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Roach.
Hey, Curtis, welcome to Boston. Obviously, it's been a difficult year for the team in Buffalo and what have you. How much are you looking forward to that fresh start, and how much are you looking forward to a fresh start with Taylor Hall and what you both can bring to this franchise?
Yeah, it's pretty cool having Halsey come with me here. He's a great guy, great competitor. His numbers probably aren't what he wants to be, but he's fired up and ready to go. And, he's going to put the work in to get the results. And I feel like for both of us, a chance to, play some competitive hockey, be in that playoff race, it's exciting. That's what every player wants, to be in the postseason. We got a great chance here. I'm happy to be a part of a very special organization with the Bruins. I mean, I respect, that team, the way they play. I respect the entire organization, how it's run. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Ian Steele.
Hey, Curtis, welcome to Boston.
Thanks.
You mentioned, you play a 200-foot game. That sounds like something that, the Bruins are relatively known for. What is your kind of perception of the way the Bruins play from the outside, and how do you see yourself fitting into that?
Yeah, I mean, I always love playing Boston just because, it's going to be high pace. It's going to be gritty. They kind of have that swag and that physicality, which is winning a game that I really pride myself in is, taking the body and setting the tone that way. And I kind of see myself as a perfect fit in that team, just in that regard. You play the right way, you let the puck do the work, and, you don't back down from anyone. So obviously, I guess I wasn't part of the team last night, but, we should have some, redemption, or we want to get back in that win column there. So I'm excited to see the guys' response and hopefully gonna be a part of it.
Hey there, Curtis. Were you planning on joining the club on this trip? They had initially said you were probably on a week-to-week basis, and you just indicated you might be ready to go here.
Yeah, that's. I finished up my last conditioning skate yesterday, so I was just kind of waiting for that. I guess figure out the travel logistics from that standpoint. But I was going to meet Buffalo on the trip. I guess I kind of might. I am beating Buffalo and Boston this time, but playing for the other team. So. It is what it is, but I'm all healed up. I'm healthy and I'm ready to go.
How just difficult was it to go through that 18-game streak, and lo and behold, the game that you guys win and break it, you get hurt? I mean, just that whole run? Just did it just seem like you guys were never going to win again at certain times?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mike, you saw how it went. I mean, we found some creative ways to, you know, to lose games. But, I mean, you look at the way they're playing now, it's pretty exciting, especially that game yesterday in Philly. You know, I wish that team all the best. They have a very bright future with all those young guys that are, you know, playing, you know, the right way right now. And you can see that confidence growing. So saying that, I look forward to, you know, sticking it to them tomorrow and next week.
And just last quick thing, like you said, how weird is it not only you're going to see them, you could see them six times here in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that fits in just with the, you know, how this season's been going. You know, it's been strange in all aspects. But then again, I mean, you look big picture and you put things in perspective that we should just, you know, appreciate the opportunity that we're still able to play. You know, we are staying safe and get a chance to, you know, play the game we love.
Thanks, Curtis. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
We'll take our last question from Bill Haupt.
Curtis, I mean, you signed a 2-year contract before the season. You seemed to fit in well with what the Sabres wanted. You established yourself. How surprised were you that you got traded?
Yeah, no, it completely caught me off guard. I got the phone call last night about 11 p.m. And, you know, when you see the GM's name pop up a day before the deadline, you kind of know what's going to happen. So my first thoughts was, you know, where am I going? You know, that's my wife and I, we actually just had our first kid a week ago. So a lot of moving parts right there, but couldn't be happier with Boston, the opportunity. Obviously they see something in me that's, you know, they like to include me in that deal, and I'm ready to prove it and to show it. But like you said, I mean, I kind of hit my stride in Buffalo, and I want to build off what I learned there and you know, continue that with the Bruins.